It's time for Let's Chat with Rustech, a podcast dedicated to helping entrepreneurs just like you. When starting out, entrepreneurs often feel they need to go it alone, and I'm here to tell you that's just not the case. Entrepreneurs have a lot of questions, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Nick Russell, and this is Let's Chat with Rustech. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Let's Chat with Rustech. My name is Nick Russell, and today I want to talk to you about Facebook groups. Now, Facebook groups are absolutely amazing, and they're amazing tools to help you grow your businesses, especially as entrepreneurs. But it's funny, before I started Rustech, I barely used Facebook groups. The only time I really used Facebook groups was if a group of friends were planning a camping trip, for example. We would create a group and use that to organize ideas and make sure this person's bringing the food, this person's bringing that, and so on. But I never really used it for anything else other than that. But I had a conversation with a friend just the other day, and that kind of sparked more interest in Facebook groups and sparked the topic for this podcast. And when I had a conversation with this friend, they're working on a pretty big offer that they want to start rolling out very, very soon. And we started talking about strategies and how they could use Facebook groups to grow that. Now, they didn't really see a huge benefit in using groups, but the way I explained it to them, it was kind of that big aha moment, that light bulb kind of triggered, and that was it for them. They were ready, and they're ready to rock and roll, so to speak. I can't get my words here, but they're ready to rock and start promoting this, and they're going to utilize a whole wide range of Facebook groups to do that. Now, the cool thing about Facebook groups, obviously you don't want to be in a ton of groups that really, that your Dream 100 and your target audience aren't in. So before you even start joining Facebook groups, you want to know who your Dream 100 is, and you want to know who your audience is, okay? So once you find out who your audience is, you can get into these groups and start providing value constantly, so your name really starts to get out there. Now, one of the things you need to know before you do that is you want to make sure that you have your Facebook profile optimized. So not your page, but you want your profile optimized. If you're in a Facebook group, you're going to be commenting as yourself. You want to make sure your Facebook profile is optimized. Now, it doesn't have to be a suit and tie, fancy dress profile picture, and it's not super professional headshot by a really good photographer. But as long as you have a profile picture that is somewhat professional and something recognizable. So if you look at my profile picture, it's something I got off a friend of TikTok. Now, mind you, that one I had a tie. It was what I was using at the time a long time ago. But it's not so much that. It's the way they designed it, this friend from TikTok, with the red background. Now, that's something I've used for quite some time, and it's very recognizable. So it's a bright red profile picture. So when you see it in a group, that comes up, and it's something I've used for a while now. So people that, when I'm, the more groups I'm in and the more I'm engaging and providing value, they know exactly who I am as soon as they see that profile picture. Now, the other cool thing is having an optimized profile picture, or an optimized cover photo, sorry. Now, it's not 100% necessary to do that, but it's something that will help and go a long way. Now, talking about Facebook groups, my cover photo right now is promoting the Entrepreneur Momentum Facebook group. So it's a Facebook group that I have to help entrepreneurs, to provide value to entrepreneurs so they can grow their businesses and create momentum in their businesses as well. So the one thing I did with that is when I uploaded that cover photo, I had a little snippet about what the group's about and also a link to join. So when you click on my cover photo right now, it'll come up with the description of the post and the link to join. So it makes it really simple for people to join. So even just clicking on to that now, it even says right there, join the Entrepreneur Momentum Facebook group. So all they have to do is click that profile or that cover photo, and there's a link right there. Now, the other cool thing is you want to make sure that you have all your social links. You want to have your website there. If you have a links page, like ours is rustechmedia.com/links, you could throw that there. If you have a funnel with an offer, you want to make sure your bio is optimized with all of your links and your websites and your socials. So it's really easy. So while you're providing value in these Facebook groups, if somebody wants to see who you are, everything is right there for them to check out. They don't have to go searching around. Everything is right there for them. Now, getting back to the friend of mine that I had this conversation with, I was telling them about providing value even while they're promoting the offer. So you really want to be careful on promoting in a group. Now, I've said this 1,000 times using the 80-20 rule, and even still the 90-10, like, provide a ton more value than you are promoting. But a lot of the groups you really can't promote. Take Entrepreneur Momentum as an example. The only time I let people post, and it's in the rules, you can't throw links because I don't want spam in the group. I want it to be about value. So on Fridays, though, I have a thread every Friday. You can post in that thread, this is my offer, this is my business, so on and so forth. Now, when you see that, a lot of people, well, I have this offer, click here to get it. You don't really know a lot about it. So what I told my friend was kind of use something like the Epiphany Bridge script by Russell Brunson. If you have an offer, I have this product, talk about how you learned about doing this certain thing. Talk about how you earned doing this certain thing. What if it's a service or it's a product? How do you use this? If it's a service, I learned how to do this, and this is how I learned it. And really kind of get into a story. I mean, it's a post, so you don't want to go a full novel, but in the sentence or two, kind of dive into how you learned, how you earned it, and how it's helped you, and then turn that around and how it can help somebody else. So if you have a paragraph or two, really telling a story, really separating yourself from everybody else that has the same offer, that'll go a long way. Then obviously throw the link that'll have the feature image and make it easily, something easy to click on. If you have a link, it's on your site, make sure your feature image on that page is optimized so they know exactly what it is, a great headline, click here, whatever the case may be. So telling that story and really kind of stepping up that offer, that one little bit, showing how you learned and earned it and how it can, how it helped you and how it can help somebody else, will go a very long way in getting people into your funnel, onto your website, whatever the case may be. Now, I talked a lot about Entrepreneur Momentum, our Facebook group. A lot of the things I talk about there are things just like this, topics just like this, where I give you little tidbits, hold on just one quick second. Now, I want to help you create momentum, not only in your life, but in your business as well. And to do that, I created a Facebook group called Entrepreneur Momentum. The whole point of this Facebook group is we're not flooded with all kinds of spam and links and offers. This group is all about value and helping each other grow our businesses together. Now, if you've listened to me talk for at any point of time, you know I'm not a fan of competition, and I love working with other entrepreneurs, even entrepreneurs that are in the same industry I am. And I want to help everybody grow. And that's the whole point of this group. There's no competition at all. It's all about value and helping you grow your business as well as become more productive in your daily lives. So if you search Entrepreneur Momentum on Facebook, or if you click the link in the description of this podcast and YouTube video, I can't wait to see you in our group.